بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Our discussion about the self building and Islamic spirituality came to this point of diseases and treatment. Before I start the new the continue of the discussion that we have it yesterday, let's have the review for those discussions that we had it before. But today, because the day that tomorrow is the occasion of the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, just I prefer to have a maybe a little bit 2 minutes talking about her, and you know that we don't have enough time for this kind of discussions, but just to say that, okay, we love her and we are trying to follow her and to have a name from her in this occasion. There is a famous tradition, probably you heard, or we say surely you heard it before, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi says that Fatima al-Zahra is part of me, is sweethearted, is baba'atu minni, is means that it can translate it to, maybe I don't know, in this kind of like words, darling, sweetheart, like this is the correct translation for this kind of thing. And whoever make her happy, it means it is exactly as he made me happy, and whoever bother her, it in sense of that he bothered me. Shortly, just as an explanation of this tradition, I like to mention this point that it's not a matter of just fatherhood and the daughter, that to say that, okay, because every father loves his daughter, so the Prophet says that she is my daughter and I love her, and because of this I say that, okay, he is, for example, my darling, and whoever bothered her, for example, bothered me. No, this is not the case. Have you heard that whenever the Prophet met Fatima al-Zahra, was appreciated her, and in the Arabic culture stand up and appreciate her and even kiss her hand, like these kind of things? Ulama says that it is not just a matter of very usual relation between people in this world. This is because of the position, high position of Fatima al-Zahra, because the Prophet knows that who is her. And we have very sometimes we can call it amazing traditions that sometimes it's hard to understand it, but anyhow we have it, that the whole creation of let's say people and the different environment that we have, whatever we have, the main creation is the goal of Allah, and he decided to create because of the creation of Fatima al-Zahra. He wanted to create her. He wanted to show that, okay, it is possible to have a lady, a servant, a creator like that, in this high position. What is that position? We have a phrase from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, that who says that in one of his explanation about Fatima al-Zahra, that because we have some social aspects of life for a specific characteristics of prophethood. So the prophet is man, because he needs in the whole atmosphere and whole teaching of Islam we have different circles, and the prophet, one of the aspects of the prophethood is show activity in the world, in the in his society. And we have some characteristics for women to keep their, for example, themselves. And because of this, there is a characteristics of being man for the prophethood. And the Imam says that if Fatima al-Zahra was a man, he surely was a prophet. This is his explanation as a alim and arif, and he knows about the, for example, these kind of traditions that we have. Anyhow, there is probably different questions and discussions here, but the important thing is that Allah wants to say that, okay, it is possible to create a person in this high position, and because the creation should be in this atmosphere, because we need some other people, we need, for example, in a marriage, we need a person who is equal to her, and like these kind of things. So he created, for example, the prophet, imams, and after that the children of her in the chain of imamah. So I'm telling that this kind of understanding, this kind of traditions and discussions here, a little maybe more time is needed to have discussion on that, but shortly, this is the position of her, and it is enough for her position that the imams that we have are the children of her, and he educated, for example, specifically Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein as two children of her during this very short time of her life. Okay, inshallah, we hope that to be the real believer of her, to know what is the way that she introduced to us, and inshallah be the honest believers and followers of her, inshallah. Okay, in the discussion that we had about the treatment, I mentioned the first step as knowing. We have to know about diseases. And we talked also about the rationality and practicing reasoning. Here I mentioned the position of aql or reason, wisdom, in relation between our fitra, and also in relation to or accepting religion, to having a religion. And I focus on this point that it's not possible in Islam, I repeated that it's not possible to have no reason and have a religion. If any person claim that, okay, I'm a Muslim, I'm a believer, and at the same time I don't know why, for example, there is a God, I don't know why the God is one, I don't know what is the case of the prophethood. If there is no reason, yes, you may have very simple reason, and you, by this simple level, you could satisfy yourself. This is a kind of justification for yourself. It's okay. And at the same time, you have to increase your knowledge. But as a whole, it's not. You heard this story that the prophet was passing, and there was a lady that who was working with a very simple machine, and she said that okay, if I just leave my hand, so it doesn't work, and it means that this very big world is working, and it's not possible not to have a creator. So this is a very simple reason, but anyhow, it's a reason. So rationally, we have to have a reason for that. It's not just by love, just by heart, to say that emotionally I feel I feel that. Okay. Feeling is good, but it's in own part. Any emotion in our discussion should base on cognition. So we have to increase it. And this is because the reason for this high position of knowledge in Islam. That actually, again, in our discussion, we have the difference between worldly knowledge and spiritually knowledge. That it is possible for our human being that we have knowledge. I'm a very, very, for example, knowledgeable person, but I don't believe in God. It means that this knowledge is not profitable. It's not useful for you. It means that it is for your worldly position. For to say that, okay, I am a knowledgeable person, or I can have a, for example, a relaxed life. No. So reasoning is the other step of our discussion for treatment or diseases, spiritually diseases that we have. Okay. But when we go deeper in our discussion and practically, the third step that they mention it in the way of treatment of the spiritual disease is thinking. I added here before action. Again, according to our method here, if you really just let's say we don't talk about the spirituality here, in the external life that we have, if we think about the end of our action and try to do it, it is very reasonable. You people probably know that, okay, why did you do, for example, this action? You say that, okay, I don't know. Even myself, I don't know why did I do it. Okay, so if, for example, there was a bad end for that, it is yourself that you probably criticize yourself that, why did I do it? So thinking before action is a very usual, even in our external life. For our spirituality also, thinking before action is a way of treatment. That if you know and by reason you understood that, okay, there is this word and it would be finished and this is the last of this word, that, for example, whoever has this and this, this by this their amal, their action in this world, so the end of that is, let's say, for example, al-jannah is paradise, or if you do so and so, the hell is the end. So every action we're going to do it, thinking before action is helpful here, exactly as we do it in our external life. Why did you come to this class? Say that, I don't know, I didn't think about that. So, if you come here and say, oh, really, tomorrow is, for example, holiday, and you come to this class and say that, so what's the story here? Because you didn't think about that. By the way, I don't know if we have class tomorrow or not, but for sure we don't have this class, because tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, I'm not here, okay? So, inshallah, they arrange it in a way, but anyhow, tomorrow is probably is closed, yes? Okay, but if you come on Friday, for sure, okay? And you don't think about that, here Friday we don't have class. So, you say that, okay, if I ask you that, why did you come here? You say that, okay, I didn't think about that. So this is your problem, your own problem. And here we don't have reward and punishment right now, okay? But in hereafter, for sure there is. Why did you waste your time? Why did you waste your, for example, younghood? Why did you bother people? Why did you waste your life as a whole? Why did you even use it according to your potentiality? So if you think about that, say that, okay. And again, I go back to negligence. That sometimes we think, sometimes, probably, right now that I'm talking, myself and you probably are thinking that, okay, yeah, it's true. We have to think about that. But after that, for example, at noon, in the afternoon, at night we forget it. So it is a continuous thinking. But specifically when we are going to start the action, we have to think more. But the whole life is action. There is a big action that we are doing every time. If even I'm relaxing, it's action. So shouldn't I ask myself that, is it a time for relax, to be relaxed? Is it time for example, studying? So thinking before action as a whole, that in our external life is a reasonable treatment for our problems, and in our spiritual life again it is, and in our spiritual life it could be divided in two parts. One, a general thinking that every time we have to think about our general action that we have it, and again we have a specific thinking that we need thinking for those specific action that we are going to do it from the early morning. And sometimes if for those who are looking for practical way, sometimes it's better to even write it down for ourselves, I mean, that okay, why we don't have, for example, our program or curriculum on a piece of paper, that today I have to do this and that. Okay, when you write it down, so it is a you have may find more time to think that, okay, I, for example, have this class today, and what is the goal of this class, and what is the general goal that I have in my life, for example, and this is what is the position of this class in this general goal. And I'm not going to say that, okay, you have to write an essay every time, every morning, but sometimes it's good to have some notes for ourselves and refer to that. Okay, am I successful? No. Am I in this way, in the true way that I have it? Have my map in my life, and is it a true way that I'm going? I'm passing, or is not? So thinking before action is the third step. We have a tradition here, just to use of the word of Imam alayhi salam, that thinking about the consequence is a blessing from Allah, and vice versa, that hasting is from Satan. It means that there is a meaning for that, that okay, how it is a blessing from God, it means that you have this potentiality. You have this potentiality to think before going to your action. So because of this, this is a blessing. But at the same time, you have the potentiality also of hastening your time. Here, beside the potentiality, we have the recommendations. So, you know that human being has this characteristic, specific characteristics that he can or she can choose. So, they have the potentiality of two ways. And because of this, we can have our will. Okay, I decided to go this way, not that way. And because of this, it is valuable. If you are like, let's say, angels, that you have only one way. And because of this, human beings are better even than angels. They can be, they could be better if they go in true way. Those creatures that have only one way, it is not important, for example, one flower that comes, let's say one tree that we have a seed, and after that we have orange or lemon, whatever, and we say to that tree that, okay, this tree is very important because it has, for example, the fruit is orange. No, this is the only one way that that theory can come. This is the only one way. But human being can go to different ways. And we have the potentiality of to be the worst and the best. So we have the potentiality here for thinking about the consequence and to haste, not to think. What is the recommendation of Islam here? What is the recommendation of a reason? You know that reason and Islam is again here side by side. What is the recommendation? Is to just to haste? Say, okay, let's do it. Don't think about that. No, it is not the case. Yes. Be fast. Don't think about those things. Don't be doubtful about those things that you are sure about that. It's another case. But to know the consequence, to know the end of the case, is the real recommendation here that we have it for. Remembrance is the fourth way. I just pass it and just raise one question, that the Arabic word is al-dhikr, and we translate it here to remembrance, because the exact translation of al-dhikr is that. And those sessions that, for example, is the topic of those sessions is morality and this kind of talking. They said this session of tadhakkur, and you know in the verse of the Quran said dhakkir means remember people, remind them for example the hereafter and so on and so forth. So what is dhikr? Do you know what is that? Anybody to know what is dhikr? Okay. What else? She says that to remember Allah. Okay. Just I'm asking because there is a point here. Okay. I don't know if you... Yes. And you? Okay, the object means that why you don't ask and we cannot hear the questions and answers through microphones. Okay, let me be in this limitation here. Okay, what is the dhikr? What is remembrance? The remembrance, there is a question here. You know, you heard that, for example, in early morning after the prayer and during the time, we have some specific dhikr. That, let's say, for example, to have 100 times Ya Allah, 100 times, for example, and like Tasbihat Fatimah al-Zahra, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, yes? Sometimes we go to extremes. There is a similarity of the word, that saying these words is dhikr. And remember God, again, is dhikr. So when we say that, one of the steps of treatment is remembrance, or we say it is dhikr, we shouldn't go to extremes. To say that, okay, isn't this dhikr is a way of treatment? So every time, just I try to have my program for talking, I'm verbaling that, just to use dhikr, and say, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. But at the same time, I'm thinking about my money. That how can I earn it? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, whatever, I know. And at the same time, I'm worried about, for example, my external life. The case of remembrance, exactly, there is no two things here. When we say that, okay, one of the way of remember God, remember hereafter, remember your spirituality, is to tell it in your verbal way, to use it, I mean, to tell it. But at the same time, you have to think about that. It's not reasonable to say that, okay, even after prayer, yes, there are probably, inshallah, there are some rewards for our action that we do it. And we hope, even this prayer that we do it, that when we start it, we go to different thinking here and there, and at the end, We just understood, oh, okay, finished, for example, 4 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, and just I remember that what happened. Okay, we hope that this kind of prayer is useful for us. But what is the prayer goal? What is the, when we are starting to talk to Allah, It means that I remember it. I'm talking to a person. Let's say here a person, an existence, huh? And when I'm talking, right now, when I'm talking to you, even I'm not able to think about the different things here and there. Yes. But how we human beings are strong, yeah? That when we are talking to God, we think here and there. Sometimes maybe it is the best place for us to think about. There is a joke that sometimes people say to them that, okay, do you know about the answer of this question? Say that, let me have two rak'ah of prayer and I can probably can think about that. Because the prayer time is the best time. I don't know why. Yes, it is clear why. It is the work of Satan. Shaitan is for that. This is his job. And he promised. He promised Allah and human being that, okay, I have to deceive these people. And I do my job in the best way. So this is us that we have to go against that atmosphere that we know about that. Remembrance and telling dhikr is good as far as it is real remembrance. As far as it is dhikr and to remind ourselves. But when we have to make use to that, and that we have to say that, okay, I have to build myself, this is self-building, I have to build myself in a way that when I say the dhikr, at the same time it is a kind of remembrance for me. Okay. Being pessimistic to yourself, here because I'm giving the lecture, say to yourself, as a whole we have to say to ourselves, to myself, to the soul. And the meaning of that, have it from this, in this hadith, that a believer should be continuously pessimistic to his or herself. And it means that always criticize and demand better deeds from it. From the soul, from himself, from herself. A believer should be continuously, it is not the case of one time, every, for example, suffice it to say that, okay, every day one time is good. No, it is a nature, our nature should be in this case. We have to build ourselves in this way to be pessimistic to ourselves. And it means to criticize and demand better deeds from ourselves. You may have questions about this discussion, I raise here two important points that not to mix it with each other. That what is the real meaning of being pessimistic? Yes, we said that it means that to criticize ourselves. But there are two other points here remember it. The first one is, when we say that we have to be pessimistic, it doesn't mean that to be pessimistic as a whole. Because of this, we have this word that be pessimistic to yourself as much as possible. And at the same time, you have to be optimistic to the other people as much as possible. And the two recommendations, again, at the same time, and there is a difference that how we can act with ourselves and with the other people. I have to be the person by this kind of characteristic that I am pessimistic to myself. I shouldn't be satisfied with myself in my action. Okay, last night I, for example, prayed Namaz Shab, and Alhamdulillah, I'm a good person right now. No. I have to criticize myself again and again, again and again. But at the same time, I have to be optimistic to other people. Probably this is this person that living with you is among those people is the person that Allah likes him or her. I don't know. I cannot distinguish right now that really is it the person that is it the enemy? Yes, sometimes it is very obvious that there are some very clear action that I know this person is the enemy of Allah. But among the believers, we have to be optimistic. And the second point is to believe yourself. Being pessimistic doesn't mean that humiliate yourself. You have to believe yourself that you have this potentiality. Different and how many potentialities that you have. You can be the best, but is it okay right now? Is it enough? No, try more and more and more. So believe yourself, your potentiality, at the same time be optimistic to other people, but the treatment for your spiritual life is to be pessimistic to yourself. It means that don't satisfy at this level. Okay, and the other titles, I try to just finish the this part of the discussion that we have it. Remember that we said that one of the problems or one of the barriers that we have regarding our spiritual deriving to this way up to Allah is that we are for a person is to be disobedient. I mean that she or he didn't make his or her heart ready to accept the truth. And this is a way that we have to build it for ourselves. And that we have to make ourselves in a way to be as submitted as much as it's possible. It is not just to accept whatever we hear as a truth and say that, okay, because we have to submit ourselves, so we have to submit it. No. It means that your heart should be so flexible to when you distinguish between truth and untruth, so you have to choose it. And here you are not a person said that, okay, now I'm so strong enough, I'm so powerful, I'm so wealthy that I don't need to Allah, I don't need to this kind of world. You know, many people at the time of the Prophet, they were gathering around the Prophet and they put their fingers in the ear not to hear the verse of Allah, the verse of the Quran. Are these people are human beings? Can we call them even human beings? Because of this, the Quran says that, okay, hear the point, see what is that, but you have the reason, you can choose it, that what is the truth and what is not. So being flexible at the same time that we have to increase our rationality, we have to increase our knowledge, so the heart should be ready. Whenever we understand it, okay, oh, this is the truth, so I have to accept it. At that time, I have to accept it. So submission is, and this is the word, actually the name, the translation of the Islam itself, to submit yourself. It means that to submit yourself to Allah, but there is a way, and there are some steps to that. The heart should be ready to accept it. Okay, guidance and having at the very beginning of the class, I mentioned that we need a counselor, we need a guide for our life. This is the next one. And let's pass these topics, and if we have time, probably we go back to some of these topics again. Friendship is a very practical way of spirituality development. very important and very sweet at the same time. Friendship is maybe we can call it a part of our life, especially at some specific times of our age. That, let's say, for example, among the young people and the childhood time, okay? Let's say that specifically it is a matter of importance both psychologically and spiritually among the teenagers. Because we people, when we pass the teenager time, and that when we are like 30, 40, like that, we are so busy, we are so engaged, that even we don't think about our friends. We don't, at that time, probably, we forget the meaning of friendship. Even we are not friends with ourselves at that time. But at the time of, like you people, friendship is a characteristic of this kind of time, and that this is a psychological characteristic of teenagers. We cannot separate it. But at the same time, this is a good tool and good instrument for our way of spirituality. When you have a real friend, an honest friend, and who is an honest friend? Who likes you to be in a true way. Not just to say that, oh, I cannot be alone, you are the only one, you are the best one, you are my best friend, like that, yeah, these words. But you know that many, many problems that we have it among our cultures here and there is because of this way of friendship. And at the same time, it could be the best instrument for our spiritual life. And you know that the spiritual life should start from this time. We cannot say that, okay, we have time, inshallah, in when we are 40, 50, yeah. I remember my, for example, grandma, and that they have sajjada, and so we have time, inshallah, at that time we pray, so and so. No, you have to start it from now. This is the case that if you do it right now, at that time you're going to be like that. If you are a big tree, so you cannot change it. There is no matter of flexibility there. So, I have to start it right now. And the person who is with me every time, in school, here and there, in my, I don't know, in family, so this is a friend that can help me to say that, okay, I, for example, saw you that yesterday you did that, and I think it's not good. Okay, don't worry. She's your friend. Hear it. Be flexible for that. If really it is the truth, just accept it. Don't say that, okay, every time you criticize me, I don't like you, let me be with other people who just, yeah. And almost the same point, taking examples from the other. And I put here positive and negative. At the same time, we can have an example from the negative people and from the positive one. We can start it from the Prophet, who is the best and the best positive one, and take it as an example that it is in the Quran, that the Prophet is the example of your life. And specifically for your ladies, the Fatima al-Zahra in these times, actually the Fatima al-Zahra is not for you, don't say that, okay, no, it's for all people, okay? And it is, she is the best example for our life, that how we can do it. And at the same time, we can use examples from the negative people, that how they did it and what was the end of their life. The tenth one is sensitive to symptoms. We are talking about the health and sickness here. Whenever you see the symptoms, you have to be sensitive. I feel headache, for example, it is like 1 week that I feel headache. So surely I have to refer to physician. It is 1 month, 1 week, I don't know, 1 year, that I feel that I don't like to pray. So there is a symptom here. I have to talk to somebody to say that, okay, what is the problem with me? It's very usual, it's very rational, it's a reasonable action that we can do it. Okay, and decision is the very clear way that we talked a little bit about that. Am I right in writing the word decision here? Is it the correct? Yeah, in writing I mean that. Yeah. So I think that I missed one letter here. It's okay. Okay. And practice an effort that I try to concentrate on that time by time. That remember that I told you that laziness is a problem that we have it. We know, and I'm a good philosopher to rationalize every discussion that you have it right now. I can answer your question, whatever you have, but why I'm not moving? Because there is no enough emotion for that, probably. Anyhow, we need to act, to have an action. And one of the part of our action is fighting. What is the fighting? Or struggling. What is that? Yes, the word, Arabic word. Al-Jihad. And inshallah we're going to talk about jihad in another time, that we have to have this kind of jihad with toward the different aspects of our life. But just know to have the tradition, to have the from Imam Ali alayhi salam here, emliku anfusakum, means possess yourself or have power over yourself. This is yourself. Don't miss it. And really, human being is a strange one, that we have it, we are, it is us, it is not that we have it. At the same time, we miss it, we forget it. We don't care about that, we don't pay attention to that. As, let's say, it works with for itself, and we, that we hear, our body, works for itself. And Imam says that, okay, this is for yourself, this is yourself. So why you miss it, possess it, and or have power of that? Through continuous struggle. The continuity here is one of the important discussion that we needed in our life. Don't be like a flash that, you know, if you are driving and your light of the car in a very dark way is sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't have it. So what happens? And sometimes probably you feel yourself at the maybe out of the road. And because of this he says that okay, بدوام جهاده, it should be continuously to yourself, to Satan and الدنيا, is we have to struggle with that. Inshallah, we talk about that later on. Thank you. If there is any question. Yes. And if may I use to ask you to use the microphone?
Alhamdulillah, the lecture was very good. I don't know if you're going to do this in your future lectures, then I will have to do sabr as usual. But are you going to cover this subject whereby we do make resolutions most of the time? For example, now that we are here, we will make a resolution to change ourselves. But these resolutions are very short-lived. I'm sure many of my sisters will agree with me. Which of these will help us to make our resolutions have a longer life? We should be steadfast on what we decide. Are you going to cover that later or can you answer us now?
Okay. The way that we're going is that we say that inshallah we are going to touch it later on, and at the end we say that okay, we did it before. So, yes. But the solution theoretically that is very easy. You know, when we are talking about that according to theory, how we can do it, it's simple. I can say that, okay, this is the first two, three steps that we have to do it. But the main problem that we have it is in our practice. I mean that for sure we know. Many those words that I tell you, you probably studied more and more, and probably we have to have consider different points. Okay. One of the main point that first we have to consider it, we have to be in medium way, not to go to extremes. Because sometimes, let me for example ask you right now, even in this session, yeah, or maybe participate in different sessions of lecturing, or probably is the majlis, for example Imam Hussein, like that we emotionally are ready. So at that time we decide to be the let's say the best people in the world. Okay, so this is a kind of going to extremes that, and probably you decided, let's say that for example, okay, from the tomorrow early month, for example next week, from the Monday I try to have this and do that and do that. Okay, and I have a very hard program for myself. Okay, I can continue for 1 week, for 2 weeks. After that, because the life is so busy, because I am not so strong, and this is a kind of like a ladder, you know. You walk, you are going to have the steps one by one. So if you try to, for example, for 1 week just be on the top, so because we cannot, because or the instrument is not ready. This is the soul and the body is not ready. So maybe we can we may finish it, say that, okay, no, let's do it maybe next time. So we have to have a program, we have to have a program for our spirituality, but in a very medium way. To say that one step, one action, first we can choose it and say that, okay, I'm going to choose this action and I'm going to pay attention to that. Let's say, for example, among those different actions that we may do it, let's say according to among the worship that we have it, I have the prayer of morning. This is one two rak'ah that I have to do it, and try to be in good program for that, only for that. Okay, when I make this is it could be like a habit for me that at that time I don't feel that, let's say for example after 2 months, yeah, after 1 year, it differs relative to different people. Okay, and at that time I feel that, okay, right now having my prayer early morning prayer at time is okay, I don't have any problem with that, I don't feel hard. Okay, let's go to other step, to for example for noon, for Maghrib. If we do it one by one, even for prayer, for example you say that, okay, I do my prayer, but this prayer should be on time, and this prayer should be, for example, in a very relaxed way, not to be so hasty. Okay, so I can choose one of that. Let's say that I feel that, okay, I'm so fast in my prayer. This is only one action that I can take it as a program, as a title of my work, and say that, okay, I try not to be hasty in my prayer. Probably I do it not on time. Right now it's not a problem. It's okay. Okay, do it for example at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But be relaxed. And probably you are not even so scheduled on that. Sometimes you do it at 1 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock. According depends on your time, on your work. That right now you have class. Okay, so. But when you start it, be relaxed. Try to, let's say that, okay, it takes, for example, 5 minutes. At least in 5 minutes, 5 minutes is not so much time to say that, okay, it's very difficult. When it is a kind of habit, actually, when I use the word habit, it's not a good word to say that here. But we have to try to have it a habit. The habit means that I don't consider it. You know, I don't want that. at that time, probably still we are able to consider it. But I don't feel hard for that. It is very usual for me. When I pass this step, okay, I can go to other step. Don't be so hard for yourself to say that, okay, I need a very serious program and I have to do all these things. Let me give you an example for that. It is not probably an enough example, but you know, at the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet came to the people, the Prophet knew that, okay, this kind of things, this package is halal and this package is haram, okay? But he didn't start with all things. At the same time that people with drinking, for example, they were praying. You know, it's strange that, but it was a gradual step. So maybe this is, suppose that we are before the Prophet and he asked us, okay, this is Islam, so why you don't do it? So we can do it in a very gradual step. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.